From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a scathing report about the country's third largest police department. The U.S. Justice Department says Chicago police officers violated the constitutional rights of residents for years, permitting racial bias against blacks, excessive use of force, and even killing people who did not pose threats. In a highly critical report following a year-long investigation, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said Friday the problems in Chicago were due to what she called systemic deficiencies.
Our investigation found that this pattern of practice is in no small part the result of severely deficient training procedures and accountability systems.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel said the report is a wake-up call for the city and for officers.
The incidents described in this report are sobering to all of us. Police misconduct will not be tolerated anywhere in the city of Chicago, and those who break the rules will be held accountable for their actions.
The Justice Department began investigating Chicago's police force in December of 2015 after the release of dashcam video showing a white police officer shooting a black teenager named Laquan McDonald 16 times as he walked away holding a small folded knife. The release of the video caused widespread outrage and cost the city's police commissioner his job. The Syrian army said Friday that Israel launched a missile strike on a Syrian military airbase near Damascus that has caused a series of explosions. The army, in a statement, accused Israel of aiding the terrorist groups in Syria with the bombing. The Israeli military did not release a comment about the reported attack on Friday. Israel has been accused of launching attacks against Hezbollah. This